In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thy infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ.
O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by thy Holy Spirit increase in us the knowledge of thee, and of thy will, and of obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us and hath given us his only Son to die for us. For his sake forgiveth all our sins. To them that believe on his name, he giveth power to become the sons of God and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all.
Amen.
Hymn 370. Our confessional reading this morning is from Luther's Small Catechism. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The Lord's Prayer, the introduction. Our Father who art in heaven, what does this mean? God would, by these words, tenderly invite us to believe that he is our true Father and that we are his true children, so that we may, with all boldness and confidence, ask him as dear children ask their dear Father. Our Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 29, verses 18 to 19. And in the day shall come the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see our obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among the men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Our epistle this morning is from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 4 to 11. And such trust have we in Christ to Godward, not that we are sufficient ourselves to think in anything as of ourselves, but of our sufficiency is of a God, who also hath made us ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But the ministration of death, written in the engraved in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of the condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory excelleth. For if that which is done away with glorious, much more which remaineth is glorious. Our gospel today, please rise. The gospel is from Mark 7, verses 31 to 37. And again, depart from the coast of Tyrene and Sidon. He came to the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coastal Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took them aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears. And he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were open, and the strings of his tongue were loosed, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but more that he charged them, so much more great deal they made public of it, and were beyond measure astonishing, saying, He that done all things well, he maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. We confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and buried. He descended into hell, and the third day rose again from the dead. And he ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and a life everlasting.
Amen.
We sing hymn 409.
Thank you.
Our sermon theme this morning, Striving Heavenward. Sermon text is from Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
This morning's sermon text is from Philippians 3:14. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The fact that you and I enter into heaven forever is the most important thing there is. We have the promise of heaven from God, offering us through Holy Scripture. It has been gained for us by Christ, given to us by the Holy Spirit, who has brought us to faith in Christ and keeps us growing in that faith. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we confess St. Paul, I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day. With trusting faith, we can receive and be comforted with the assurance of heaven. However, the danger for us regarding heaven is apathy and carelessness. We need to grow in our certainty. The Holy Spirit's power, through word and sacrament, our faith needs to be strengthened to avoid these things that will endanger our faith and harm our certainty. St. Paul gives us some do's and don'ts for that very purpose. Again, our faith is only nourished and grows by means of word and sacrament. May the Holy Spirit, through these means, keep us children of God. We are always striving heavenward. To begin with, St. Paul writes, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward. The goal is heaven. The prize is heaven and living in the presence of our God forever. By St. Paul also writes, Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. No, we don't have heaven yet, but we do have eternal life now. But we have not come to the perfect life in heaven. In other words, we don't have it yet. We are not to think that we've got it made just because we can say now that we believe in Christ. We may know a lot of facts about us and may know that he is God's son, that he suffered and died paying for our sins, that good forgiveness our sins and eternal life. We may know that all, but knowledge alone will not save us. Yes, knowledge is important, but there are must be living, trusting faith in this knowledge. The Holy Scripture promises whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Whoever believeth and is baptized will be saved. We are to use the means of grace God has given us, and his word, his sacrament of Holy Communion, praying that the Holy Spirit keeps us in faith alive. We dare not become compliant. Keep our mind on the goals and on the prize. Paul writes, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me, heavenward in Christ Jesus. We must do the same. We can't look to the things that worldly lives has given to offer us. Strive for them leads us to forget the goal and the prize. There also exist today in the church distractions that can surface, on the surface can appear innocent, but in reality are not. Many Christians today are zeroing in on teachings that are not Christian, such as prosperity, theology, or non-functional fundamental doctrines such as what is meant by the number 666, or what about 144,000. Rather, we should be asking the Holy Spirit what the Holy Spirit says about God the Father, about Christ and his divine and human natures, the state of his humiliation and exaltation, his conception and birth, his ascension and ruling at God's right hand, and return to us on the last day. What does Holy Scripture say about the Holy Christian Church and our place in it? What does it say about the sacrament of holy baptism, its power, the meaning of the Lord's Supper in our lives? These are some of the central teachings that the Holy Gospel on which our faith rests. Don't ever become distracted from the study of God's Word. Don't become distracted from Jesus Christ and His crucified. Our Savior is coming. He came the first time so that we can eagerly await His second return from heaven. Without Him, we could not have such eager expectation or striving heavenward. Our sin cuts us off from that. Our sins would condemn us to hell forever. That's how it would be for every human being. But Jesus Christ came. Look what He did for us. He took our place under the law of God. He lived the perfect life in obedience to God's will for us. He lived in the obedient life for us that God demands. Our gracious God counted Christ's perfect righteousness and obedience to our credit, as we had done it ourselves. He died it for us, holy and justified in His sight. Jesus took our sins to the cross. There on the cross it suffered damnation that we should have suffered and would suffer because of our sins. But He, Christ, paid the total price. He suffered all, the fury of God's wrath for every sin against every sinner. He completed the suffering. He overcame sin. He died on the cross for us. There on the cross, Jesus Christ completely fulfilled everything God required of our redemption and salvation. There He completed the sacrifice for the sins of all people, including you and me. We are redeemed, no matter who you are, no matter what or how many sins there may be. God forgives every one of them through faith in what Jesus Christ had done. It is this very same Christ who will return from the glories of heaven to hand each of us the prize. For Jesus says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." St. Paul confirms this with the words, "The Lord Jesus Christ will transform our lowly body so that it will be like His glorious body." He will change the body of every believer to be like His. Our bodies, mortal, sinful, corrupt, will be changed to be like His, righteous, glorious, and holy forever. May we all be numbered among them. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, who art worthy to be had in reverence by all the children of men, we give thee most humbly and heartily thanks for the innumerable blessings, both temporal and spiritual, with or without any merit or worthiness on our part, thou hast bestowed upon us.
We praise thee, especially that thou hast preserved us in your purity by the saving word and the sacred ordinances of thy house. And we beseech thee, O Lord, throughout the world, purity of doctrine and faith practices, who shall preach thy word with power, and help all who hear rightly to understand and truly believe it. Send forth laborers into thy harvest, and open the door of faith unto all of heaven. In mercy, remember the enemies of thy church, and grant unto them repentance unto life. Be thou the protector and defender of thy people in all time of tribulation and danger. And may we in communion with thy church and in brotherly unity with all our fellow Christians fight the good fight of faith and in the end receive the salvation of our souls.
Bestow that grace upon all the nations of the earth. Especially do we entreat thee to bless our land and all its inhabitants and all who are in authority. Cause the glory to dwell amongst us, and let mercy and truth, righteousness and peace everywhere prevail.
Graciously defend us from all calamities by fire and water, from war and pestilence and famine. Be thou the God and Father of the widow and the fatherless children, the helper of the sick and the needy, and the comforter of the forsaken and distressed.
Accept, we beseech thee, our bodies and souls, our hearts and minds, our talents and powers, together with the offering we bring before thee, which is our reasonable service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Lord, who has called all Holy Spirit to be written for our learning, grant that we in such wise hear them, read, mark, and inwardly digest them, that the patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold the first the blessing hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
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 Grant that we beseech thee, Almighty God, unto thy church thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which cometh down from above, that thy word as we come of it may not be gone, but have free course in preaching to joy and edifying Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee and in the confession of thy name abide unto the end, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee thy peace. Amen.
Amen.
We close with hymn 451.